Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. A new administration in Washington often brings economic uncertainty. However, our next guest says that no matter who's in office, our nation's capital is a slow-moving animal, and that means much of what we can expect for our economy in 2017 is already in place. Frank Heffner is director of the Office of Economic Analysis at the College of Charleston, and that's where he joins us now from by phone. Frank, welcome back.
Well, good to talk to you from the Lowcountry.
Getting a lot of requests for economic forecasts now with a brand new person in the White House?
Well, actually not that many, thank goodness, probably because many people realize it's unforecastable. This is a new level of policy uncertainty that leads to, of course, economic uncertainty, both worldwide and the United States. And it started, by the way, with Brexit, which led to a lot of uncertainty over there. And as we've seen, that really did not create the dismal calamity that everyone thought it was going to create. So that's kind of my take on that. There are things in place that are going to move no matter what.
And so what are we looking at for 2017?
Well, if you're talking about the Lowcountry, we're looking at continued progress in terms of our job development, our economic activity. I think that's also true for the state as a whole. Now, having said that, it does still hinge on a number of policy issues, and I'm a little surprised at how fast some of the executive orders are flying right now. That can be a game changer. Don't forget, the last administration did a lot of executive orders also, and that created a lot of problems for some people. But right now, some of these are a little bit more dramatic than we're used to seeing, and that could have the effect of shutting down something, for example, trade, which would not be good for South Carolina. Short of that, next 6 months, I'm not too concerned about job prospects, unemployment rates, and general business activity, basically.
And of course, there's one person with a lot of power that will still be maintaining their position, and that's our Federal Reserve Chair, Janet Yellen. The whole situation with interest rates continues to be kind of up in the air, doesn't it?
Well, yes. Once again, they treaded uncharted territory when they started some of this quantitative easing policies. Federal Reserve holds on its balance sheets an awful lot of U.S. government bonds and other assets, mortgage-backed securities, for example. And at some point, there was a thought, and there still is a thought, that they will unwind this. It'll go back into the market, retract some of the money that was created to do this. Fortunately, they're not in any rush.
And so what are some stumbling blocks you see that could show up for the second half of the year?
Well, I think the biggest one that is on the horizon is the trade issues. And once again, I'll go back to the Brexit example. This was a major policy change in Europe and in England, and nobody knew exactly how it's going to play out. And notice how far we are away from that boat, and they still haven't resolved how it's going to play out. The trade agreements have not been renegotiated completely. They don't have a complete plan, although I noticed that the British government has been given more of a stronger signal that it needs to move since the law has been passed. And so they will at some point move a little faster, but we still don't know how all that's going to shake out because of the negotiations. Following that analogy in the United States, we know that the current administration has said that they want to renegotiate trade agreements, but we don't know how that's going to shake out. We don't know what that's going to imply yet. We don't know what's acceptable to the current administration and what isn't. And of course, we don't know what the trading partners are going to say. So put all those uncertainties together, the fear is a complete slowdown in trade, which would not be good for the United States. You know, a lot of people forget that we import a lot of material and intermediate parts that go into the final production in the United States. So it's not just we're buying consumer goods from overseas. We're buying things that we use to make things in the United States. And you'd hate to see that flow completely stop.
Well, Frank, thank you so much for your insight today. We look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Well, hopefully we'll have a little bit more certainty then.
Frank Heffner is director of the Office of Economic Analysis at the College of Charleston, where he spoke to us from by phone. We will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can keep track of what he's up to. And that address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and post your comments through links to our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.